Birth anniversary of the father of the Islamic Revolution. In the name of God, the All Merciful, the All Compassionate. Hello everyone, and today, the 20th of Jamadi al-Akhir, the auspicious birth anniversary of the most noble lady of all time, the Holy Prophet's daughter, Hazrat Fatima Zahra, peace be upon her, which is celebrated as Mother's Day in the Islamic Republic of Iran, is also the day on which one of her most devoted servants, the father of the Islamic Revolution, Imam Khomeini, may God bless his soul, was born. Stay with us for an exclusive article on the person who transformed Iran into the center of genuine Islam, devoted to Hazrat Fatima Zahra, peace be upon her, her husband, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him, and the infallible imams of her lineage that preserve for humanity the genuine teachings of her peerless father, Prophet Muhammad, blessings of God upon him and his progeny. The Almighty saved Iran from one of its most critical conditions in history by inspiring his servant, Sayyid Ruhollah Mousavi Khomeini, to mobilize the people against the despotic rule of the British-installed and American-backed Pahlavi regime, and to finally throw into the dustbin of history 2,500 years of the tyrannical monarchic system. Imam Khomeini, as a humble servant of the Holy Prophet, and the infallible imams of the Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them, diligently followed their path to awaken the sleeping consciences of not just the Iranian people, but the Muslims all over the world, and the oppressed people of the world. It was his firm resolve that saw the power of the people become victorious in the face of an armed-to-the-teeth regime that was supported by the domineering powers. His wisdom, insight, piety, courage, and firm resolve attracted people towards him and enabled him to establish the Islamic Republic of Iran. The unprecedented welcome by millions of Iranians to the Imam and his return home after 15 years in exile is proof of his charisma that within 10 days of his arrival resulted in the victory of the Islamic Revolution. Last week marked its the 41st anniversary, and it has now entered its 42nd glorious year. During the 10 years that he was at the helm of the national affairs, the Imam proved his mettle to the whole world as the epitome of the just Islamic leader. And till this day, the personality of Imam Khomeini, may God bless his soul, serves as a role model for all aspiring Muslims throughout the world. The story begins over a century ago. It was a day of rejoicing in Iran. It was the 20th of the lunar month of Jamadi al-Thani, the birth anniversary of that spring of perpetual munificence, Hazrat Fatima Zahra, peace be upon her. As usual, the annual festivities were also in progress that day in obscure Khomein, a town about 215 kilometers south of Tehran, when news arrived of the birth of an exuberant baby boy to a respected scholar of the town, who, as his first name suggests, was a direct descendant of the Holy Prophet's daughter. He was naturally pleased with the divine blessings granted to him that auspicious day. He offered his thanks to the Almighty Creator and named the newborn bundle of energy Ruhollah, or literally the Spirit of God, the Islamic epithet for Prophet Jesus. The baby Ruhollah, future's future greatness, was beyond the ken of mortals that day, but the divine providence, it was already a matter decreed. He would one day, in the true steps of his great ancestress, Hazrat Fatima Zahra, peace be upon her, stand up against tyranny and disbelief and show the path of liberation to oppressed mankind. He would be tested with imprisonment and exile, and after proving his mettle, would establish the first ever Islamic state in Iran and the contemporary world. The boy soon lost his father, who was martyred by a group of brigands for having opposed their lawless behavior. Nonetheless, his brave-hearted mother and aunt took over his grooming and instilled in him all those qualities and iron resolve which would endear him to people around the globe one day. At the age of 16, he lost both his mother and aunt in the course of a single year. At the age of 19, he moved to Iraq to study under Ayatollah Sheikh Abdul Karim Hayri Yazdi, who was a student of Mirza Hassan Shirazi, the Grand Ayatollah whose ruling against the tobacco concession of the British had shaken Qajarid Iran. The teenager from Khomein excelled as a bright student in all fields, especially in akhlaq or ethics and irfan or gnosis. And from his teacher, he had first-hand information of the struggles of the great religious scholars or ulama of the 19th century, who combined learning with political activism in view of the corruption of the rulers, of their meek submission to the colonial powers. He also learned about the role of women in forcing Nasreddin Shah Qajar to cancel the tobacco concession. When Ayatollah Abdul Karim Hayri Yazdi moved to Qom to reorganize the Hoza, or the seminary school, Sayyid Ruhollah followed his teacher to the holy city of Qom, which would one day propel him to world fame. Here he had the opportunity to study Gnosis and philosophy under Ayatollah Muhammad Ali Shahabadi and astronomy under Ali Akbar Yazdi. At the age of 27, the bright young scholar, now known as Hujjatul Islam Khomeini, wrote the book Misbah al-Hidayah on the topics of ethics. At 29, he wrote a commentary on the famous pre-dawn or Sahar supplication of the fasting month of Ramadan, and soon established himself as a budding scholar with a series of books and treatises to his name. He consequently reached the level of ijtihad and started holding his own classes, which were attended by hundreds of students, at a time when the British agent Reza Khan Pahlavi was consolidating his power in Tehran as the new monarch after ending the Qajari dynasty. By 1937, the 35-year-old Sayyid Ruhollah Khomeini was considered amongst the leading scholars of the Qom Seminary. From his speeches and writings, we find that besides being a jurisprudent of repute, he was a fearless protagonist of social rights. His piety and disciplined way of life made him shun the company of the shallow-minded, and he devoted his time and energy in deep reflection of the socio-political realities of his day. In fact, so disciplined was his life, and so punctual was he, that according to his friends and family, time could be told without the need of a clock by his movements and actions. In 1943, he wrote his famous work, Kashful Asrar, after a removal from power of Reza Khan, thereby revealing the first signs of his political acumen. He clearly saw that the Pahlavi dictator's mortgaging of national prestige and national resources to foreigners, his repression of the Iranian people and their traditional values, his forced unveiling of women in the name of progress and civilization were part of an elaborate plot conceived by world imperialism to eliminate Islam as a social and political force. He wrote, "All the orders issued by the bandit Reza Khan have no value. The laws passed by his parliament must be scrapped. All the idiotic words that have proceeded from the brain of that illiterate soldier are rotten, and it is only the law of God that will remain and resist the ravages of time." This book could be called the start of a mission which would begin to bear fruit 20 years later, when he shaped his historical 15th of Khordad uprising on 5th of June 1963 against Mohammad Reza Pahlavi's un-Islamic rule. Incidentally, it was the birth anniversary of the Prophet's daughter in 1964 when Imam Khomeini had delivered his famous denunciation of the Shah's Bill of Capitulation, a measure which inspired Iranian women as well. As a result, he was arrested and exiled from Iran, but returned in triumph 15 years later as the founder of the Islamic Republic of Iran. The rest of the events, including the eight-year war imposed on Iran by the United States through the former Iraqi dictator Saddam, and how Imam Khomeini guided the nation for 10 years, defeating every conceivable plot of the superpowers, especially United States, are all well documented and too vivid in our memory to be repeated in this biographical sketch. In between were the dynamic steps he took, just as the uplifting of the status of women, focus on Islamic unity, and the declaration of the last Friday of the fasting month of Ramadan as International Quds Day, in order to garner support for Islam's first Qibla and his historic verdict against apostasy. Thus, the birth of Imam Khomeini on the 20th of Jamadil Thani was not a mere coincidence. In fact, the all-wise creator had a purpose behind bringing Ruhullah into the world on the great Fatima Zahra's birth anniversary. The man was destined to free Iranian women from the shackles of Western-style corruption. He put women back on the pedestal of dignity and created a worldwide impact for a return to innate feminine values. Thanks to his liberating measures in Iran, Muslim women all over the world began to rediscover the freedom and virtues of the hijab. This was a brief biographical sketch of statesman, scholar, jurisprudent, Gnostic and poet rolled into one. He was not a person, but an institution. Imam Khomeini, may God bless his soul, strove to instill the virtuous Muslims the concept of God's vicegerent on earth, a trust given to the father of the human race, Adam, at the dawn of creation, and which was so admirably handled by all prophets, culminating in the personality of the greatest of them all, Prophet Muhammad, blessings of God upon him and his progeny, who entrusted it to Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib at Qadir Khum. This is amongst the fundamental goals of the Islamic Republic and its constitution, based on the concept of Walayat-e-Faqih, or the rule of the supreme jurisprudent, in the absence of the infallible imam. This would never have been materialized by a non-religious or a non-Muslim leader. As a leading jurisprudent of his age, with firm faith in God and piety as his most potent weapon, he showed to the world that no obstacle can obstruct the path of a divinely inspired leader. It is impossible to understand the dynamism of the leadership of the late Imam Khomeini, may God bless his soul, without taking into consideration these vital factors. He believed the world and life are worthy, not only if the goal is to make them the means of attaining the proximity of God for creating the conditions of prosperity in its real sense for fellow humans, and paving the way for their salvation in afterlife. It means that leadership by itself has no value if it's not at the service of humanity and the virtuous servants of God. He believed that absolute sovereignty belongs to God alone, and for this reason he would always refer to himself as a servant of the people. Such a concept and self-purity made his heart receptive to divine inspiration and granted him a special kind of foresight. For instance, in an interview with the famous Egyptian journalist Hassan bin Haykal, he once said, "I know the nation and I speak on their behalf. I realize what they feel deep down in their heart. I'm aware of all weak points. I have witnessed the developments of the past half a century. I know that misery resulting from threatening and pressuring the people, and I felt it myself." Imam Khomeini was also fully aware of the enemies and the intricacy of their plots. This made him realize that the arch-enemy of the world nations is the United States of America, which he called the Great Satan. This was not any emotional outburst, but the result of a correct analysis of a man of God, well aware of the evil nature of successive regimes in the White House that had created all sorts of problems for the Iranian nation and other Muslim countries. In view of Washington's policy of meddling in the affairs of Iran and other nations, he considered campaign against the oppressive and corrupt superpowers as the legacy of the prophets. The Imam said, "Those who blame us for our refusal to compromise with the corrupt powers is because of their narrow materialistic perspective and their ignorance of the campaign of the prophets of God against the oppressors." Imam Khomeini pointed out in the light of Islamic teachings that compromise with the oppressor is tantamount to oppression of the oppressed. In view of this, he never yielded to the pressures and intimidations of the West, especially the United States of America, and inspired the Iranian people to resist and to be steadfast. The Imam said, "I categorically announce to the world that we will resolutely resist the assault of the world devourers on our religion." He was not the least afraid of any threat and said, "By God, I have never been afraid. I'm prepared to sacrifice myself for defending Muslims, and I'm waiting for martyrdom. The superpowers and their mercenaries should know that even if I remain alone, I will continue my campaign against infidelity and idolatry."